You know, as you know, Hafsab, that we started a new region of work in the UK. We in the UK, what we did is previously we had, our structure was basically a bit of touch and go, a bit of this and a bit of that. Now we follow the structure according to the UK. So the UK regions, i.e. we've got in the Southwest, East, London, Southeast, West Midlands, East Midlands, Southwest, Wales, Northwest, Yorkshire, Northeast, and Scotland. We split up the UK into this new structure. And up until recently, we had very little work in Wales in particular. And alhamdulillah, our Nigran there from Birmingham, Sayyid Fazail Shahsab, he handed over his responsibility of Midlands to another brother, and he said, I want to do work in Wales. There's no work there. I want to go and create work in Wales. The work of Dar Salaam is going all around the UK. You know, like I said, we've got in Scotland, we have 3 centres in Scotland. Coming further down, if you come into Lancashire, we've got centres in Preston, 2-3 centres in Preston, Preston's in Accrington, Blackburn, Darwin, Burnley. Then coming further down, we come to the Manchester area, and we've got Rochdale, Bury, Bolton, Oldham, Manchester. Coming across here to the Pennines where we are here, we've got Huddersfield, we've got Dewsbury, we've got Halifax, we've got Rotherham, Sheffield. Going further north, we're Leeds. Several buildings in Bradford here as well. At Keighley, we've got a building as well. Going up further northeast, we've got in Stockton, we've got a building down there. Going further back down south, we go to the East Midlands, we've got Newcastle, Leicester, Derby. Then going over to the West Midlands, we've got buildings in Birmingham, we've got buildings in Stoke, Walsall, Coventry, Dudley, many, many places in Birmingham. Then we've got further down, we've got Bristol, we've got Aylesbury, we've got Luton, we've got London, we've got Southend-on-Sea.
Slough.
So, it's like a challenge, isn't it, remembering all these buildings? So alhamdulillah, we have many buildings up and down the UK. All of these are Madrasatul Madinas, Fazana Madinas, Jamatul Madinas. All of these are serving the ummah of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is increasing. This work is increasing. It's not something that we're going to say, look, that's enough now. You know, like a businessman, he opens 2 or 3 shops and he says, you know what, I've got enough. I don't need to open any more shops. I'm happy with what I've got. But Dar Salaam is not like that. Dar Salaam is constantly striving to open more and more centres, to do more and more work, to cover the whole of the UK and the whole of the world, so that people can avail facilities of Dar Salaam and hopefully help them in protecting the
You know, at this moment in time, Khalid, there's a lot of people that are saying that you know, our eyes are on Dawat Islami. We trust that you guys will give us what we want. You know, so sometimes, you know, when you're in the community and you meet with people and they come up, you know, we need this, we need that. Inshallah, we will open everything, but we need the support of people as well.
O Muslims, spend in the cause of Allah. Let's take part in the works of Allah.